Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jake Wood. Batting second. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting third. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Steve Boros. Batting seventh. The catcher, Dick Brown. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ron Klein. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Brooks Robinson. Batting second. The left fielder, Dick Williams. Batting third. The center fielder, Jackie Brandt. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Whitey Herzog. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hank Foyles. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Billy Heft. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Billy Heft. And now, play ball. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline takes first base on ball four. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Brown and he is out, Fernandez applying the tag. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball towards left. Colavito settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Colavito. Williams moves to second. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Williams tags and scores. Brandt tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Orioles. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brandt moves to third. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros takes first base on ball four. Cash moves to second. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Cash moves to third. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Adair trying to get to second. Colavito throws the ball into Wood, who tags Adair for the out. Two outs. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft hits a fly ball into left field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein strikes out. One out. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. Wood strikes out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Heft fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams bunts towards third. Boros fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brandt hits a line drive into center field. Bruton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Bruton. Williams goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Brown for a passed ball. Brandt is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. Brandt goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Orioles. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile strikes out. Two outs. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 1 in the game. Herzog is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cash hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Boros strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Adair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Foyles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Brandt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. Klein is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Heft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heft is 0 for 1 in the game. Heft hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams strikes out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Brandt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jake Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood strikes out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 2 in the game. Bruton strikes out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kaline hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Colavito reaches second base with a double. Kaline moves to third. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Kaline scores. Colavito moves to third. It's 3-1, Orioles. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cash hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 2 in the game. Herzog hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wood scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Adair takes first base on ball 4. Hansen moves to second. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foyles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Boros hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Boros reaches second base with a double. Dick Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 2 in the game. Brown hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 2 in the game. Fernandez hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Morton pinch hits for Ron Klein. Bubba Morton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morton takes first base on ball 4. George Alozic pinch hits for Jake Wood. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Charlie Maxwell pinch hits for George Alozic. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Reno Bertoia now playing second base. Manny Montejo now pitching. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Robinson is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Philly pinch hits for Dick Williams. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Boros settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jackie Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 3 in the game. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kaline strikes out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Colavito takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cash takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to second. Steve Boros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boros is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Boros takes first base on ball 4. Colavito moves to third. Cash moves to second. Bobo Osborne pinch hits for Dick Brown. Bobo Osborne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Osborne hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the Tigers 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Mike Roark now catching. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gentile takes first base on ball 4. Whitey Herzog is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herzog is 0 for 3 in the game. Herzog hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Herzog reaches second base with a double. Gentile moves to third. Jerry Staley now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Boros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Adair hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Gentile tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-1, Orioles. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Foyles is walked intentionally. Hoyt Wilhelm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilhelm is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wilhelm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bertoia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0 for 3 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick McAuliffe pinch hits for Jerry Staley. Dick McAuliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McAuliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a fly ball into right field. Herzog settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 4 in the game. Bruton is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.